the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Down at the finish line.
Wow. Thanks.
Yo, you've been awfully quiet this whole week, Shem. What happened? Awfully quiet over there. Awfully quiet over there, Shemmy.
Yep.
You'd be hearing a lot of that. A lot, sir.
So it is happening. It is Razamoka's King of Pins, Mocha versus Shem, bowling. This is the follow-up to Runner, Runner, Winner, Winner when they ran the 100.
Oh, yeah, if you don't know what happened.
Oh, down at the finish line.
Fell like a bunch of bowling pins.
So we promised to get you guys the details. And so here it is. And I know the big question was, will fans be able to come and watch this? And the answer to that is yes. So it's going to be straight up one frame. That's it. There's no two out of three, no nothing.
Don't need it. Get used to that sound, Sham.
We're doing this Friday, May 3rd at Splitsville in Richmond Hill. It's a great bowling alley, great lanes, great people.
Big up Splitsville.
Great vibe.
Uh-huh. Great pins.
I think doors are going to be at 6, and I think that you guys are going to have to lace them up and get chucking by 7. So
easy.
You think so?
Easy stuff.
Easy stuff, you say. Mm-hmm. We also have a way for a very few select individuals to get VIP access to this disaster, which we will start giving away VIP passes. We have 3 VIP passes for you and 3 friends.
Ooh.
That we're going to start giving away on Tuesday.
Ooh.
On the show. So VIP bowling alley access, which is going to be dynamite.
And the entire team is going to be there. Like,
everybody's going
to
be there.
Right? Like, Dan Mori, you're going to be there to witness me. Whoop, Shem, Maria, you're going to be there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm going to a match where I see Shem beating you.
Thank you.
Damn.
Oh, there you go. Excuse me?
Wow.
What?
I'd like to hear.
Okay. All right.
Go, Shem.
It's redemption, baby.
Wow. Oh, we got to get DJ Climax out there too.
Yeah. Right? We're gonna bring the whole crew. We're gonna tape a bunch of stuff for the show. So if you can't join us,
it'll be a big party.
We'll get the full like recap, and we're gonna put something real great together for the radio
for the
radio show as well. So don't worry about any of that if you cannot make it. But if you can, Friday, May 3rd at Splitsville, Richmond Hill, doors at 6. If you want to come and watch this all go down, it's Razamoka's King of Pins, Mocha versus Shem. And again, VIP tickets will be available. We're going to start giving those away on Tuesday.
What'd you say, Maury?
Very important pins.
Yeah. No bumpers allowed.
No, and we already know. It's
Maria,
straight up bowling. No bumpers.
Sure. Is everybody
Mocha
against me now?
Mocha can't use the ramp.
Wow,
see how all this stuff. Said I was going to.
I know. I'm just going over the rules.
Is there a
here,
weight
man?
Requirement on which ball you can use? Because like there's certain size for finger holes. Because the ones that might be too big for Mocha.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Do you need the small balls, Mocha?
Yeah.
True. True. No, just light ones.
Oh, yeah. The light one. Light balls.
Well, the lighter ones come with smaller finger holes.
Oh, perfect for you, man.
Yes.
True.
We could just flick it with his baby finger.
We will. We will make sure that all the balls are the right balls.
There
we will make sure all the holes are the right holes. We will make sure that everything
is
good to go. Nobody's against you.
No.
Nobody's
against you.
That kind of sounds like it.
We're just setting up for success.
You sort of brought it on yourself.
How?
Go back and listen to the way you started this whole thing.
Down at the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
Okay.
Okay. So what? I can't celebrate like the champion that I am?
I am so excited for this. I love when we do this stuff, and I know fans love when we do this stuff. It is Roz and Mocha's King of Pins, Mocha versus Shem, all going down Friday, May 3rd, Splitsville in Richmond Hill, doors at 6. You guys start, you kick this off at 7, and again, right here on the Roz and Mocha Show, starting Tuesday morning, we have... VIP passes for you and three friends. We're going to do that for a couple of days next week to get some VIPs in there to really live it up.
Come on, Shem.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes,
please. We got a text at 925555. The person took the thought right out of my mind. Mocha can push the ball the way he pushes babies.
Oh, wow.
Guess what?
Damn.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Bring all the babies. All the babies to Splitsville on May 3rd. Bring them all, okay? Bring all the babies. After I whoop Shep, I'm push some more babies over. Okay?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right. Everybody get a pen.
All right.
A pen?
Yep.
Do we need a paper?
Yeah. Get something to write on.
Nobody has paper anymore.
You're the biggest waster of paper.
Yeah.
In this entire building.
I have a parking ticket notice. Do you want to use
that? Yeah, that's fine. No, I don't need it. You need it.
Well, Shem can use. Here, use the back of the envelope.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, no. What's your parking ticket for? how much?
It's $75.
Where did you get this ticket?
I forgot to pay for parking at BMO Field.
Oh damn, but you work there. Don't you have an employee pass or something?
No.
Damn.
I had to pay for parking and then I forgot to pay for parking. I do it almost every game. It's really bad. Anyways, I got my paper.
Okay, you got a pen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay. I have a paper.
Shemmy?
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. I was... listened to a lot of people freak out about this yesterday. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I bought a cow for $800.
Okay.
Okay.
I sold it for $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought it again for $1,100.
Okay.
$1,100.
I sold it again for $1,300.
Uh-huh.
How much did I earn?
Can I use my calculator?
Can I say it out loud?
I knew Shem was going to get it first.
Give it a sec, Shem.
No.
Just give it a sec.
Maria, you cannot use your calculator.
I have to do mental math?
Yes.
Okay,
it's like two equations.
Okay, so what was the $800 for? I bought it for $800?
I bought a cow for $800.
Yeah.
I sold it for
$1,000. Okay, so yeah.
I bought it again for $1,100.
I thought it was $1,100.
Yeah,
$1,100. Oh, sorry, 1,001. Oh no, 11. Okay, yeah. Bought it again for 11. Okay.
And I sold it for $1,300.
Bought it again for so that's I know my dad's gonna be so mad.
I know
he's gonna give me homework when I go home.
Okay,
you know?
So $200 up. On
yeah,
the first
two bills.
One.
No.
Okay. And then
shut up, Shem.
Oh,
what's the matter with you?
Sorry. My bad.
Oh, I'm lost. Wait, you sold it again for $1,100?
Okay, yes. Okay, no. Okay.
Oh,
okay. I bought a cow for $800.
Yeah.
I sold it for $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so you made two.
Okay. I bought it again for $1,100.
So you lost one?
And then I sold it for $1,300.
Oh, so you're up $400.
Maury?
I'm going to say you are up $200.
Up $200. Mocha?
You're up $100.
Shem?
I think you're at 400.
Maria?
I'm going to go 400.
Okay, so I bought a cow for $800, right? I sold it for $1,000.
Uh-huh.
I bought it again for $1,100,
mm-hmm.
And then I sold it for $1,300. How much did I earn?
$400.
Is the answer
$400? Mocha?
$400.
Show me your work, Mocha. Show your work.
This is mine.
Maury?
$500.
$500. Maury?
$500.
$500. Explain $500, Maury.
Because I went from 800 to 1300.
Duh.
Okay. But...
Well, what about all the in-between buy and sell?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, we are worried about it. That's sort of the whole point of this is worrying about it.
No, it's like...
So
what's
you,
the answer?
You bought it for $800, Maury.
Here's the, can I say this? It's
yes.
Either $200 or $500.
Either $200 or $500.
No, it's definitely
those are my answers.
Sold and then...
Okay, so Maury, you bought a cow for $800.
Yes.
And then you sold it for $1,000.
Yes.
Okay, what's that math?
$200.
$200. Then you bought it again.
For $1,100.
For $1,100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is $300 difference.
Okay. And then you sold it for?
$1,300.
Right. So how much did you earn total?
$500.
Okay. The answer is $400.
You don't know that.
Is it?
What's the answer, Ross?
What's
oh
that?
Oh my God, is it a trick question? Like he is the cow?
No, because if I got this right, I have to tell my dad. He'll be so proud. Because I'm terrible
okay,
at that.
I'm going to say, Maury, you got it wrong. Mm-hmm. Shem and Maria got it right. Mocha cheated.
Oh, I'm texting my dad immediately. Dad, I did it right.
It worked, though.
Yeah,
it says $400. Okay,
first of all, Maria didn't get it right. Maria just said what Shem
no,
said.
No, I said it. No, no. I said 400 before Shem.
Show your work, Mocha.
Huh?
Show your work to the camera. No, no, show it right now.
Okay.
Just what it said before.
Maria, show your work.
Right here.
$400.
Hold on, I lost
No, show the other page.
Oh, Maria conveniently lost the page.
Yeah. Wait, right here.
Where'd that
page
go?
That's my work.
I lost it. Oh, this page?
Here's mine.
Yeah, that's Mocha's work. Look at Mocha's work.
Because I'm a genius.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Cigar, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good, Mocha. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Why are you mad at Roz?
Man, honestly, I gotta say, I've been listening to since 2010, and I love both of you, but lately, both of you, not just Roz, both of you have been pissing me off now.
Why?
Why?
What do we do?
What'd I do? What'd we do?
Okay, so I'm having a hard time picking who my favorite is, and I'll tell you why. Since the beginning, my favorite had always been Mocha because I thought I'm a softie like him. So I always resonated with him.
Mocha soft all the time.
Yo,
that's what everybody says about him.
Why you gotta...
That's especially not cool, man. After hearing Mocha cry about how he thought he wasn't helping Jenna when Cruz was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. We get it.
To cry. Yeah.
Okay, next.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the Doc podcast, by the way. The History of Roz and Mocha. Okay?
Yeah.
And after reading Roz's book, I realized that he's also a big softy on the inside. And his sassiness is also epic, so that helps him too. So that's why after the book came out, Roz was my favorite for a while.
Uh-huh.
So I keep switching. But lately, Mocha is being so stubborn that he won't even get a YouTube premium membership when he already pays God knows how much for Netflix, Amazon, Disney, whatever else.
Yep.
So that is really, really pissing me off. I mean, if we were friends and if we were close, then I would literally push you off a cliff. That's how stubborn you are. Yeah.
Yep. Do you pay for YouTube Premium?
Of course I do. And honestly, you know how Amazon Premium has lately been putting ads on their movies now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the start, just that alone is pissing me off. And that reminded me how your life is with not having premium.
It's a sad life.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
So what we've established so far is that you like Mocha because he's soft. You like me because I'm sassy. I'm thinking about changing the name of the show, by the way.
Don't say it.
What? To soft and sassy?
Don't say it. Maria, stop clapping. I can hear that.
Okay, go ahead. You're not done yet.
No, and on the flip side, why in the world is Roz so judgy? I mean, what the hell does it mean by ketchup is for children and peasants? I don't eat ketchup either, but at least I'm not judgy like him. I mean, let people do what they want. I mean, other examples of judginess is if you get a haircut on a Tuesday, you aren't busy enough. Like, what the hell, man? I'm going to get a haircut today.
Yeah, look at Maury. Keep clapping, Maury. Keep clapping.
Yes.
Maury, keep clapping. That's great. That's
I'm
great.
Even standing.
Yes. Are you? Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Okay.
Yes.
I don't remember saying any of that, first of all.
Of course not.
No. okay. So what? I'm judgy. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Stop it.
Okay. Anything else?
So far, just this. So far.
Okay. Yes. So are you saying that you no longer like either of us or that you now have a new favorite? I'm confused as to where this is all going.
It's going nowhere. I think one needs to be less judgy. One needs to get a YouTube premium membership.
but you. So my judginess when it comes to Mocha and YouTube is okay in your eyes.
I don't know what to say. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Your judginess towards Mocha and YouTube is also acceptable in your eyes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So what I'm feeling now, bro, is that you and I aren't that much different.
No, let's not push it that far. No.
To quote the great Michael Scott, well, how the turntables.
No, I refuse to accept that. No.
Okay, all right, I got gotcha. You. I got gotcha. You.
Got flipped on you, bro. You were not expecting that. Not the outcome you wanted. All right, Sagar, so should we even try? Like, do I dare ask between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay, it's going to sound like a giant troll job right now, but it's always been Mocha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did. Wow. I knew it. You're the best. Wow. Sagar, we love you, bro. Wow. Have a great day.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, let me ask you a question. When you are out in public with your wife, Jenna, do people, because I don't see people doing this anymore. You remember back in the day when you'd be in like a great couple and you'd be all booed up and you'd walk down the street with your hands in the backs of each other's pockets?
Don't do that.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I have. I used to do that. I was the move, man.
Never did that.
You never did that? You never walked down the street with the hand in the back pocket? So you're basically like, you're holding their ass, but to the public, your hand's in their pocket. It's something cute. But realistically, what's going on is that you're grabbing cheek while you walk down the road.
Yep. I don't think I've ever done that.
That's a fire move.
Right?
Yeah. 100%, I'm with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Maria, is that a move?
No.
It's not.
I just feel like, how do you walk practically when your hand's in my back pocket the whole time?
No. You do it too.
No, I know, what? but then you both have to keep like almost the same pace.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It's just like holding hands.
No.
I think it's different.
No.
I think it's different.
You find a way to get in sync and you do
yes.
it. Totally.
Yes.
You're like a couple
ass-grabbing sex soldiers.
Yeah.
If one person does it at a time, I can get on board.
No, because then you're like dragging somebody on a leash. No, then I'm walking ahead of you. Maura, you and Matthew are virtually the same height. You could easily pull this off.
Yeah, but anytime I try that, he knocks my hand away.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. Maybe you're not the best person to talk to about this. But you don't. Have you ever done that, Mocha? You've never done that.
Because I think it's weird. Like, just, it's different when you're holding hands, I find.
How do you hold hands? I think I hold hands weird.
How?
Because Catherine and I hold hands in a way that, like, I've. What's the proper way to show me right now with everybody with your hands how you hold hands.
Girl is underneath. So yeah. Like, girl's like this.
Yeah.
And then the guy's on top.
What are your fingers doing?
Like this.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we hold hands? Why don't we hold hands? Yeah. So it's
like this.
Like this.
Yeah. No, that's not what I do. Come here.
Come here.
I'll show you. Go this way. This is how we hold hands, and I've always held hands.
Oh, like this? You hold hands like this?
No. I go like this.
What are you, friends?
I go like this.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
That's weird.
It's not.
That's so weird.
No, it's not, because I'm so much taller. That's the only way it works. Maria, come in here for a second. Maria, come in here for a second.
I'll wait till Maria gets in here, and then I'll tell you.
Wipe your hand, Maura, and you come in here too. Get in line.
Pretty greasy.
I'm gonna show you how I hold hands. Wipe that hand.
Maria.
Okay, Maria. I'm gonna show you how I hold hands with Catherine.
Okay.
Okay. So come on this side.
On the right side.
Okay.
Okay.
So, normal people, you say go like this, right?
Yes. Oh, no.
Okay, but my hand is too long for that, right?
Okay.
So the way we hold hands is I take my. So open your hands like you're gonna interlock hands.
Okay.
Right. I take my. Index finger,
okay.
And I put it between your baby finger and your ring finger.
What?
And then we hold hands like that.
What?
Can I tell you what that looks like and what it feels like?
Yeah.
Like you're about to kidnap me.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not uncomfortable, but I feel like it's a little strange.
Oh, but even on the couch, that's how we sit.
Wait.
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's so weird, man.
Yeah.
Come here for a second, Maria. Do you do a hand over or a hand under?
My hand is always over.
My hand's always under. I always like with my arm. Under.
This is how we hold hands, Maury. This is how we hold hands.
Okay.
This is so weird.
Okay,
so Maury, this is how we hold hands. Ready? So I take my index finger,
yeah.
Right? So your palm is up.
My palm is facing the ground. I take my index finger and I put it between your ring finger and pinky. And that's how we do it.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Of course you're going to say
that. But does it feel weird?
Yeah, A little bit, but I can get used to this.
Shut up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, happy birthday, Mocha!
Can we sing it?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Should we sing happy birthday?
How are you feeling today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Still young.
How old do you feel? Fresh.
How old do I feel?
Yeah.
Like 22.
Really, huh? Yeah.
You sure about that?
Describe 22, because this is...
great. I feel healthy.
Yeah.
Stamina.
Yeah.
Loose.
How's your cardio?
Yo, my cardio...
How's your back?
My back is wonderful.
How are your knees?
My knees are great.
Hips.
Bro, let me tell you guys. I exercise every day.
Yes.
My cardio is probably the best it's ever been.
Okay.
I go to a chiropractor. She's amazing.
Mm.
I see an osteopath. She's amazing.
Yeah.
My body is in tip-top shape. Really?
How's your hearing?
My hearing is wonderful. Yeah. My eyesight, 20/20.
I worry about your hearing because your headphones are very loud in here.
Huh? Comedy's still on point, too?
Shem, we know. Shem, I'm going to get you, I'm going to throw out Shem. You're going to throw Shem out? No.
On my birthday?
I want to get Shem to sing you happy birthday because I think that that's the beautiful way to do it. But what if I just can throw out different genres at you, Shem?
Sure.
And then you just sort of make do with what I give you.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Let's start with, let me look at Mocha's face right now. Look at me. Fresh. This is the best you're going to look all day. I guarantee you that.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
I'm going to work out later today. I'm going to shower. So
yeah, you're not going to look better after that.
Why not?
You're going to be all flush in the face and everything.
I'll feel fine.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying you're not going to feel good. I'm just talking about let me just look at you right now.
No, I'm going to look good too.
No.
I promise.
Shem, can you give me that old school sort of Marilyn Monroe version?
Oh, man, the one that she sings with JFK?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'll start that way.
This is, okay.
Yeah, go.
Pause, by the way. Okay, here we go.
ask him to hike up a skirt?
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Mocha. Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
there we go.
You called me Mista as well.
Yeah. We all call you Mista.
Yo, guys, this is the greatest birthday ever.
Yo, so far so good, though, huh?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey. Shem, can you give Mocha maybe this time? Shem's been doing happy birthdays all morning in different styles. I just throw him a style and he goes for it. Can you do a Louis Armstrong jazzy kind of version?
Oh,
Louis Armstrong. Okay,
yeah,
let me take a
sip
of water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
I love it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mocha, Mocha, Mocha. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, thank you. Ain't nothing better than that.
Thank you.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So what is this that you did here? Maury sent an audio piece here. What is this?
I wanted to celebrate with the city, so I took your birthday to the streets.
Oh.
And in this segment of Me on the Streets, it proves the saying that flattery is the... imitation is flattery.
Okay, Maury got...
thanks for ruining my birthday.
You know the saying, the something thing?
Maury went on the streets and asked people about your birthday.
Oh, okay. That's all you had to say.
We are celebrating a very, very big birthday today, sir.
Okay.
We are celebrating Mocha's birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday, Mocha.
All right.
Thanks.
You don't sound like you care.
I don't.
Oh.
You don't sound excited.
I'm not.
Okay, so how do I get you excited about Mocha's birthday?
You can't, I don't care.
There's nothing, what if I tickle you?
No, don't tickle me.
So, can I at least get you to imitate Mocha's laugh?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, here's how it sounds. We all know this laugh.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. That was good.
No, okay, well, if you say so.
Oh, my God. It's Mocha's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. It's Mocha's birthday. Am I supposed to say something different?
What do you want to say to Mocha on his birthday?
Happy birthday, all the blessings, and I wish you many more to come.
All right, thanks. Can you do your best impression of Mocha's laugh?
That don't sound like it.
Happy birthday, Mocha.
Thank you.
How does it make you feel that we're celebrating together his birthday?
Special as well. He's special, so I feel special as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, can I get your best impression of Mocha's laugh?
Okay.
Oh my God, we're celebrating a very special birthday today.
Whose birthday is it?
It's Mocha's birthday.
Who's Mocha's?
Mocha.
Who's Mocha?
From Roz and Mocha.
Really?
Yes.
Roz, tell me about it.
Well, it's his birthday. Well, what do you mean? It's his birthday.
So how are you celebrating it?
Great question. We're going to celebrate by you impersonating Mocha's laugh.
I want to sing for Mocha.
Really?
Yes, I would like to sing.
So do you want to sing together?
No, together, just me.
Oh, okay, so go ahead.
Happy birthday, Mocha. Happy birthday, Mocha. Happy birthday to you, Mocha. Happy birthday, Mocha.
Great round of applause.
Mocha. Wow.
Amazing. Oh, do you also want to imitate his laugh?
I would like to. It laughs in a kind of way.
No, that's not how I sound.
Do you want to impersonate his laugh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. All right, you try. All right, go ahead. All right, you try.
Yo, I'm glad the advertising campaign worked.
That is amazing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It is Mocha's birthday. I've been asking Shem to sing happy birthday to Mocha in many different sort of versions and styles and genres, and they've been out of the park all morning. Shem, because we're running out of time, can I give you a choice of two and then you pick whichever one you're comfortable with?
Absolutely.
So far this morning, Shem did a beautiful rendition of happy birthday in the Marilyn Monroe kind of way, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Kind of turn me on.
Yeah, the Louis Armstrong happy birthday was incredible.
Yeah. Kind of turn
Shem,
me on.
I will let you choose between like... Do like a sort of more soulful, you know, I don't know, black church kind of thing.
Like Stevie Wonder.
Like Stevie Wonder, yes.
Yeah.
Or you can do like, if you can you do like opera? So I don't know which you want to choose, but I'll leave it up to you.
Why don't I leave it up to the birthday boy? What would you like to hear?
What
would you
like to hear? Church.
Yeah.
Church? Take me to church. Okay.
Can I get a clap?
Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, the clapping guys. Lord have mercy.
More.
No clapping. Okay? No clapping.
Ready?
No clapping.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Tried to watch Dune 2 yesterday with the two people I should never have tried to watch Dune 2 with.
Oh, no. Your family?
Oh, my God. My family.
What happened?
So, they just, like, if they just won't stop, right?
What?
Okay, so it started with this. Because in Dune 2, they wear those things in their nose.
What things?
It's a tube. It's a hose.
Why do they need
that? It's hooked around their ear.
Oxygen.
Exactly. No, it's not oxygen. So, they're on a planet with no water, right?
Liquid
so
IV.
They have suits on that converts their sweat into something drinkable.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Okay. So
I'm not watching this.
For the first 45 minutes of the movie, it was a discussion of if you had to have something, some sort of reservoir that collected your sweat in the desert that then would go through a tube and then into your nose so you could drink it, where would be the best place on your body to put the reservoir to catch the sweat? And then it was agreed upon that if you're doing a lot of walking out in the desert, that reservoir should go between your butt cheeks.
What?
Okay.
No, like a backpack.
No, 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 no. You're not hearing me right. It's not a reservoir that holds water. It's a reservoir that collects sweat.
I don't. What's your question, Maria?
Do you sweat that much?
What do you mean?
Like it's like pouring out of you?
No, I'm just everybody. Okay. Oh, God, this, I feel like I'm at home again.
Yeah, I think that the boob sweat would be better.
Well, not if, like, no, because, okay. No, doesn't okay. work like that. Okay. Maury.
Okay. Raz wants to watch Dune 2 with all of us later.
No, I don't.
Honestly, okay. I think I would choose dehydration.
Yeah, yeah, facts. You can, though. And then if somebody dies, they put a hose in them and suck out all their dead body water.
Yeah.
And then they recycle that so it's drinkable as well.
For the rest of the crew?
Right. Nah, so you're drinking water.
Nope. No, but, I'm not drinking your water, bro. So, I'm not drinking your sweat.
So, for the first 45 minutes of the movie, I have no idea what's going on in Dune anyway. I do not know. Uh-huh. I was just there for the visuals. Uh-huh. Right?
Do not know?
I do not know. But then it became the first 45 minutes of the movie was where do you put the sweat catcher to catch the most sweat
but
on your
that
body?
That would be so uncomfortable to have it in between your butt cheeks.
But so is dying of dehydration. It's very uncomfortable.
I'd rather die.
You would rather die.
Yeah.
Let's say you can't. Let's say dying is not an option because you got to win the war for your people.
Okay.
So says the prophecy as it's written.
Okay.
Okay. You have to wear it. And if they
now
say
I'm wearing
to you,
it as a backpack.
What do you mean as a backpack?
You're missing the point. Where are you collecting the sweat?
Where are you
sweat?
Collecting the sweat?
Well, I don't want it down in my ass.
You know, but, that's okay. not where it's holding it. So it's where your body creates
where
it.
Where on your body? If you had to survive by collecting the most sweat on your body, where it's like running down everything else.
It'd be my forehead.
Your head?
Yeah. That's where I sweat the most, right? Like when I work out and stuff.
Yeah, but then
my face gets...
The water's going to taste like shampoo.
So
I'd rather
so what about all you're leaving all that body sweat to just go where then?
Okay, then from my shoulders down to top
down
of my back.
Down to where? Where are you putting the reservoir?
Just above my butt?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Like where the tramp stamp would go.
Oh, like at the small of your back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where you're collecting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maria, next question.
Is there a filtration system?
Yeah, because let's say it's all filtered.
Okay.
Not well, but it's filtered.
Like Brita filter style? Okay. Or
like you change it every few months?
Okay. I'll say this about the Dune water, okay? What if I just said this, okay? It doesn't taste great, but there's no hair.
No, I'm dying. What, I'm dying. I'm dying. Leave me to die.
What happens to just like eating popcorn and watching a movie
stop.
Anyways, you guys want to come over later?
No, I don't. I never want to watch a movie again.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Leslie, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, wow, hi.
Hello, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Why are you here? What's going on?
I haven't talked to my mother in 4 years.
Oh, wow. You wrote, it says, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I never got along with my mom and moved out as a teen. She now apparently has breast cancer, but it's not actually proven. I get some bits of information through my sister, who only texts her. My mother has faked asthma attacks, where she's yelling throughout an attack. But this recent news makes me feel like I'm a horrible human. She's called me twice. I've ignored and only read the transcripts of the voicemails. Am I awful?" This was, I'm guessing, not one incident that led to the sort of fractured relationship with your mom, that it was a lifetime of things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I just, I feel bad that I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint, like, to a specific kind of instance that took place that created the divide?
Oh, gosh, it started so early. Like, when I was, like, 14, I was already sort of dealing with lupus symptoms then.
Yeah.
And she thought I was on drugs, so she called the cops and sent me to the hospital in the back of a police car to get tested for drugs.
Because you had lupus?
What?
Yeah, exactly. And the doctor took one look at me and is like, "You're not on drugs." And I'm like, "I know." And that was the end of that.
You have lupus.
I got lupus.
Damn, Mom. Hey, does your mom know why you don't talk to her?
She just thinks I'm a horrible person. Like, she still talks to people.
But she doesn't hold any of the responsibility as in, "Hey, maybe I could have been a better parent," at all, right?
None.
Do you have do you have siblings?
I have a brother that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And what's he doesn't talk to her either.
Oh, really?
And then you got the sister, right?
And I have a sister. I only just met her a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow. And she texts your mom.
That's it, though. She doesn't want anything more to do with her.
So why? So all three siblings have pretty much the same relationship with your mother, right?
Yes.
Okay. And she has no idea why.
No.
Okay. So, and in her text that she sends to you saying that she has cancer, is she looking for closure? Is she looking to apologize? Is she looking to mend things? Or is she looking for sympathy and guilting you?
Yeah, she's looking to guilt me and for sympathy. That's it.
What is she asking of you? What does she want from you?
Well, she just keeps saying like she's tired of this stuff. And then I have to go get checked.
Okay. And you have to go get, okay. So that's fine, right? She, you know, that's a decent thing that she did. That's the bare minimum of being a human, let alone a mother, right? You know, go get yourself checked out. I think I have cancer. But you do not feel, you don't, when you get those texts and you hear that story about your mom, you feel what? Nothing?
No, nothing. I don't care.
Okay.
Do you have kids or do your sister or your brother have kids or anything?
My sister and my brother have kids.
Okay. And does she have a relationship with her grandkids?
No.
Okay. You are under no obligation to sort of step back into her life and hold her hand while she dies.
Yeah.
I really don't want to. Like, I don't want any part of it. But I feel bad that I feel guilty that I don't feel guilty.
Yeah. It's tough and it's a very personal thing. You know, some people can put aside all of that stuff, not forget it, not forgive it, but just sort of leave it off into the corner to be what somebody would consider a good kid. Right. And that is you show up when, you know, when your parents are facing something awful. But parents have inflicted awfulness on their children forever. And when that happens, you wind up spending majority of your adult life trying to figure out why you were treated that way as a kid. And then you spend way too many years when you should be happy building your own family, trying to just rebuild a life that was broken by your own parents, which is atrocious. And then when you do get to a point where you're sort of calm and you feel good and you're in a good place and you don't feel awful about yourself, they try and drag you back in.
Yes.
And you don't have to allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Especially if there's like no relationship there.
There's nothing. Like, yeah. I feel nothing for her.
Yeah.
No, I think
you're like
good.
A bad person.
Guilt happens. It's one of the sort of emotions with dealing with any kind of trauma or let alone death. Guilt is a real, real big one that not a lot of people talk about. You're going to get hit with that, but it doesn't last.
Okay. So not an awful person.
Not an awful person. You are a kid who then managed and despite the way you were treated and the sort of odds against you to come out of it normal
as
it can be.
I fought so hard to just get out of that.
Yeah.
My whole life. And it's like, I don't want to get sucked back in. I just want to go on with my life.
Yeah. And that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of people may not feel that way, you know.
Some people look at me and they're like, but it's your mom.
Yeah.
But it's like.
But they don't know the story. Yeah. Like, they don't know the full story, right?
Yeah.
You know that full story.
Yeah. That is the woman who that is the woman who birthed you. That's not your mom.
Exactly. Thank you, Roz.
Yeah.
Do you feel better, Leslie?
I do. I really do. Thank you.
A couple of things to think about and consider, but like, yeah, you're zero obligation on your end.
I appreciate that.
When you have a real difficult time as an adult trying to come up with one really great example of when you were mothered, you don't have to give back anything at this point.
Thank you. Because there's that guilt that.
Yeah.
People sort of put on guilt, you just because someone gave birth to you.
Guilt is awful. Also, stop talking to people about this.
Mm.
They don't know. They don't know. People don't get it. They can't imagine that.
Plus, you just got the best advice of your life right here.
I think I did.
Yeah. Don't worry
about
Leslie,
it.
You're good.
All the best. Thank you for reaching out.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Yo, Roseanne, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
It's good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so Roseanne texted in about a conversation we were having recently, talking about, like, what are some of the worst foods you could eat, like, on a first date that wouldn't warrant, like, a second date or anything like that.
Gotcha,
right?
Yeah.
And when we went through some of them, Maria had said, like, she'd gone for sushi once on a first date, yeah. And, like, it was just all bad news. We had said anything, things soup. Like soup or, like, any type of drippy pasta, like spaghetti type of thing, because yeah. It'll just, like, splatter all
ribs.
Over the place. Ribs.
Yeah.
Glad you said ribs, because Rosanna has a story about a first date gone wrong. Wrong because the guy she was out with ordered ribs.
No!
Roseanne, what happened?
Okay, so it was actually Valentine's Day as well.
Yo, madam took me for ribs on Valentine's Day.
We
okay. Yeah.
And of course, you know, what do you order on a date when you're out with somebody that you're trying to get to know? He orders ribs. I'm like, okay, interesting choice. Well, the guy sits there, and we had to ask for more napkins. He must have had 20 crumpled up napkins beside him. He would wipe his face every 10 seconds. His face was still covered. His hands were still covered. And I was so embarrassed. People were looking over because it was a jam-packed, you know, keg on Valentine's.
Yeah.
And I was utterly embarrassed, and he had no clue that he was doing something wrong. And I'm like, I cannot be seen with this guy.
At this point, while this is going on, do you start then wondering if he thinks those hands are getting on your body?
Oh, good Lord. I didn't think past that, no.
So this was a first date, though?
Yeah, we were actually a couple dates in, and I already had a couple of signs, but I kept giving him chances. I thought, okay, maybe he doesn't have as much etiquette as some people, but after the ribs, I was like, never again. I went home, he texted me, and I said, you know what, I don't think it's going to happen again.
You dumped the man over ribs?
Wait, what other etiquette things happened on those previous dates that, like, were red flags for you?
His wardrobe, his manners, it wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
What was wrong with his wardrobe?
Yeah, what was wrong with his wardrobe?
What do you wear?
No, he was just always just sloppy. It's like he didn't launder his clothes. I was like, okay, well, maybe he was in a rush. There was always something with him, and I was like, no, can't do this.
So the ribs night at the keg, Valentine's Day, this is like in your mind, your very last date. At the end of the date, did he try to put the moves on you? Because it is Valentine's Day. Like, did he try to lean in for the kiss, anything like that? Or try to invite you back to his place, anything like that?
Of course, he tried. And I was just like, you know, it's been a long day. I don't feel very well. I think I just overate. Like, I just made excuses. And he had no clue. And I think I was very cold to him. And I really wasn't responding to him very well that night. I was giving him the look.
Yeah.
Because he was just flabbergasted when I told him I didn't want to see him anymore. And I think this was the last time.
Wow,
he
poor
had
guy.
No
wow.
Sounds like you got rid of the man of your dreams.
Yeah, poor guy.
Hold on. Maria, when Roseanne was giving some of the excuses she gave, you were kind of snickering there, nodding your head.
Yeah.
Have you used those lines? I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Every single one of them.
No. But you know what's interesting is that you guys say those lines like the person you're saying it to doesn't fully understand that it's a line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone would know.
Yeah, do you know how many friends I helped move over the years?
Yeah, you hate helping friends move.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to stay over, or I didn't want somebody to stay over.
Yeah.
Right?
I
gotta help a buddy move. hundreds Damn. Of friends I helped move.
Roseanne, that was great. Thanks for sharing with everyone.
No, not a problem.
And thank you for listening. FYI, have you heard about the 6-part docuseries that we're releasing?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. So it's called The History of Roz and Mocha, Midnight. And it'll appear on the regular podcast feed. And, like, pretty much everything that you have ever wanted to know about Roz and Mocha, about this show, how we got together, all that stuff. It's an incredible, incredible story. Again, 6 parts, episode 1, Midnight. If you subscribe to the podcast, it'll be there. Would love for you to take a listen, okay?
Will do, for sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Roseanne. Have a great day. Oh, wait, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask. I never wanted to be asked this question.
But
I'm gonna have to say Roz.
Why does that sound like it hurts you so much?
Because even she doesn't believe it. Because that's a line that she gave.
I like the both of you, but I do love Roz.
Listen,
I tell you, I listened to your audiobook too, and I was just like half asleep. time either laughing or in tears, but I just, yeah, forgot, sorry.
Sorry!
it's been a long day, right? Like, she's so tired.
Sorry!
It didn't happen, bro. Love you, Roseanne. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Fallout is a new show on Prime that everyone is talking about, starring Ella Purnell and Walton Goggins. All 8 episodes are out. It's based on a video game that first debuted in 97, and the description of the TV show reads like this. In a future post-apocalyptic Los Angeles brought about by nuclear decimation, citizens must live in underground bunkers to protect themselves from radiation, mutants, and bandits. We welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Ella Purnell. Hello, welcome,
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back to Canada. How are you?
Thank you. I'm really well. I'm so excited to be here.
This is one of those shows, Fallout, where I feel bad for the actors in it because I don't know if you get to appreciate how great the show is because you're in it.
No, I feel like we get to appreciate it more.
You do?
Yes, I do. I do.
I don't know. Would you be a fan of this stuff? Like, were you a fan of this kind of thing before?
Well, so it's based on a video game, and I knew of the games. I don't know if you guys are gamers. You are a gamer.
Yes.
I would not consider myself a gamer before I got this part. And I started playing the games just because I wanted to kind of get the most out of this experience.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did because I think it gave me a greater appreciation for it.
Were you solo gaming or online gaming with other people?
No, I was really badly gaming is what I was doing. I was kind of smashing my controller against a wall.
Solo gaming?
Solo.
Because I've been online and some of the nerds, like, they take this stuff serious.
Really?
How excited are you that all 8 episodes are out right now? Like, do you get a sense of relief once that drop date happens?
Yes.
And do you like it when all the episodes are out at the same time, or are you like more preferring with week at a time?
This is the first time I've ever done anything where all the episodes have dropped at once.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't really see the benefits of it. But actually, when I watch things, I love to binge them. It actually frustrates me when I have to watch. So I really love just being able to watch 8 episodes or 6 episodes, however many it is, in one go. I'm so relieved that it's out.
Yeah.
There's always a part of you that just thinks right up until the last minute. Until it's out, you're like, I don't know. They could pull it. They could cancel it.
Can I read 2 tweets that came in based on the show Fallout, which, by the way, all 8 episodes are on Prime right now. Just binge all 8 episodes of Fallout, and I got to tell you, it is perfect. That's one.
Oh, wow. Okay? High praise.
Let me read you another one. I legitimately had tears in my eyes when I saw this Fallout show. Just pure happiness. I know people who haven't played the games wouldn't understand, but this show is everything I've ever wanted from a video game adaptation.
Wow. That is so sweet. That is so nice to hear.
Have you heard from other people, whether they're gamers or not, like since the show came out, their appreciation or their love for the show?
Yeah, I have a few people. I've got some good friends who are massive fans of the game. And hearing from them, I mean, that's the first thing that really comes to mind is, you know, when you make an adaptation of something that is so well loved, you really want to do justice to the source material. And we had Bethesda who are in charge of the games. We had them very much involved with the show. So you want to treat it with respect. The fans are so passionate and they deserve that. It's like, you know, any adaptation of your favorite thing, you just don't want them to mess it up. So it's really nice to hear that they like it.
Who in your life was trying to like get secrets out of you while you were filming?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. Not a good person. I'm an okay person. I'm a good little actor NDA follower, and I didn't tell anyone anything because I was like terrified of getting sued by Amazon. So I wouldn't tell anyone anything. And now I'm getting questions like, what did you steal from set? I'm like, who do you think I am? I would never.
So you didn't take anything?
No, I didn't take anything. Wink, wink.
She'll tell us later.
I wish I did.
So many awesome, like the aesthetic, first of all, it's like this weird, like mid-century kind of like retro feel, and then it's absolute chaos. And you guys, like you and your clan are in an underground fallout shelter is how it starts, right?
Yes.
And you are of the age where you are. And one of the most brilliant things I've seen in a television show ever is you're looking to hook up and get married. And you're very excited because you're doing an exchange with another shelter. And I've never seen in any movie or television show a woman in a wedding dress on her way to get married being so excited to meet somebody new because she's tired of doing cousin stuff.
Yeah, and that's Fallout. You summed it up. No, that tone is like directly borrowed from the game. And it's worth mentioning as well that this is... a long line of vault dwellers, right? These people who are born and raised underground,
hundreds
who believe it's their duty to procreate and rebuild the next generation to go up to the surface and rebuild America. It's very, you know, they come from a meritocracy. They believe in the right thing. They believe in doing the right thing. She doesn't, that's her duty. She doesn't give it a second thought. But you see, there might be like one or two little doubts that start to creep in. Uh-huh. And then, I mean, you've seen what happens after she gets married.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins is the best in everything. Walton Goggins makes everything better. What was your reaction, or have you seen the reaction from women who are like, I don't know how to say this out loud, but the ghoul is kind of sexy?
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, there's a lot.
Stop it.
There is a lot
of thirst trap out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Even with, like, no nose and everything. Yeah. Look at the way he looks.
Yes.
Yeah. There was one lady who interviewed me, and she said, what do you think of the ghoul? I said, he's great, he's great. She went, I could save him. Yes. I was like, wow.
See?
I mean, he doesn't have a nose. There's only so much you can do.
Ella Purnell, thank you so much for joining us on The Roz and Mocha Show. All 8 episodes of Fallout are on Prime right now. For anyone who hasn't watched the show, maybe they haven't played the video game, what would you like to say to people out there to get them to watch this incredible show that we all love?
I would say 2 things. I would say, first of all, you don't need to know or have played the games to like the show.
At all,
and
yeah.
Second of all, this is a post-apocalyptic show like you have never seen before. It's nice. Really, truly bonkers, and I'm excited for people to see it.
Have you guys booked for season 2 yet?
Not that I know of. Okay. What do you know?
I don't know. I'm
what do you
checking.
Know?
I like to know.
Tell me
like
what you know.
I don't know. I like to know.
Tell us what you know.
Yeah.
You're the one that's a great secret keeper. So I don't know whether to believe you or not.
I know nothing. I promise.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you're down for a season 2?
He doesn't believe me.
No, I don't believe you at all.
Ella Purnell, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
I was distracted my entire drive into work today.
What'd you do?
Because on my windshield, directly above the steering wheel, along the windshield, from the bottom, going all the way up to the top, in like a tent, almost like a triangle formation.
Okay.
There were 2 single strands of like a spider web.
On the outside.
On the inside.
On the inside.
So that means overnight, a spider had been doing its thing.
Yeah.
And all I think about is that spider is in the car.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah. Oh. He didn't leave.
And I'm like looking around and it's dark when I'm driving in. So I can't see anything.
No, you cannot.
So I was thinking, is this spider, like, could be above my head, could be behind.
Yeah.
Doing its thing.
Yeah.
But somewhere in my car right now is a spider.
When's the last time you rubbed the back of your neck to make sure it wasn't just not moving?
When I was driving.
Not since?
No.
No.
So now then?
Not right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No,
so
we're good.
Now.
We're good. We're safe.
Yeah, okay.
We're safe.
I just needed to check.
No, we're safe. But I don't know what's worse, like walking into a spider web before you get into the car.
That happens to me quite often because they build their webs in between. Like we have 2 pillars like outside where my door is. Like I walk out my door and then I have like a brick wall on one side and then a brick pillar on the other side. And they build like it's almost like an April Fool's Day prank that a 5-year-old would do with Saran wrap on their mother, right? They build those and then I walk out and I'm like, and then they're all over you.
Uh-huh.
And then I get in the car and much like you, I'm like, I know I just walked into a spider web and it sort of ruined my morning for like a minute. But what I don't know is, as I was walking to the car and got in the car, was there a tiny little spider still hanging on to the end
of
one of those webs?
Yeah.
Right all the way to the car.
Coming with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're carpooling all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So what's your plan? Are you going to go looking for the spider or are you just going to leave it?
I think I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah, really?
I can't. Why? What would you do, Maria?
Sell the car.
No, I'm not going to.
Just sell the car.
I'm not giving up.
You know what the car market's like right now, Maria?
Yeah, I'm not giving up on the pilot.
Or honestly, I think I would take bug spray and spray my whole car down.
That's so toxic, though.
Yeah, then I'll just let the windows air open until it's not as toxic.
Okay, but you know what happens when you open the windows, though?
No, I'll put like netting. I don't care. I will make sure that
there's
no spider.
Oh. Yeah, more spiders.
Or I'll make my dad look for it because he does it all the time for me.
Does he?
Oh, if I find a spider web in my room, I make him scan the walls.
Yeah, I'm the spider guy at
home. No, I can't.
Bro, I'd kill one yesterday. Smear on the wall and everything. Yeah. It was a big sucker.
Who kills the spiders in your house, Maury?
Matthew.
Really? With what?
I won't. Usually like a magazine, like House and Home.
A magazine? Like old like
wow. Old school. Champ, you look just like disgusted. Do you just not deal with bugs at all?
Nah, man. I pray.
What do you do if you get a bug in your house, though?
I pray with it.
You
leave it? I leave it and I pray with it. Yeah?
Pray that it goes away.
We get flies more often because we live right above the garbage room, so the maggots turn into flies and they come into our place.
That's disgusting.
I wouldn't have admitted that on
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Picked my kid up yesterday from school.
All by yourself? Look at you.
Shut up. Stop it. What is... Never mind.
Without the assistance of anyone?
Never mind. I did not say that as in like, oh, look at me. I'm such a hero parent. I can pick my own child up from school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'm surprised you didn't send the help.
Facts.
Surprised I didn't get sent to do it.
Shut up.
Was the help at home just counting all your gold bars? Jeeves? No need to pick up Roxy. I've got it. Hand me the keys to the rolls.
That's not what I was saying at all. Although we were watching a movie last night where they had a live-in nanny, which I know, no matter how wealthy we were, Catherine would never allow that because she thinks everybody is like a criminal, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Catherine, she would never describe herself as a conspiracy theorist, but she thinks that if you bring like a live-in nanny into your house, they're going to go into your bedroom and try on your jewelry when you're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Within the first five minutes of this.
It turns into a Netflix movie. Lifetime.
Within the first 5 minutes of the show, the wife leaves and the nanny goes in the room and puts on her rings. And she's like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also thinks that that amusement parks hide how many people die on roller coasters every day.
Yep. Every day?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Bro, she's like.
She's that person?
She thinks people die on roller coasters. Not like in one theme park, like in around the world. She thinks people die on roller coasters every single day.
Except for the days that she's there?
No, she doesn't go on them. No, she thinks that like they have a full system on how to like get rid of the body quickly and like all this stuff and keep it hush hush and like.
Like when you see those giant garbage bins on wheels that go by?
Yeah.
With, like the plastic bags hanging over the edge?
Yeah, like when they need to get Taylor Swift from the dressing room to the center stage and they put her in that like big container and make it look like she's recycling.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's how she thinks
that's
they
where
get
the bodies
it.
Are?
That's where the bodies
are. And then where do
are.
They go? Like underneath the park somewhere?
And I'm like, babe, do you not understand? Like lawsuits. Like what? Like how can you think? And she's like, everything is just taken care of. There's a whole system in order to take care of it. So we never find out that people die every day on roller coasters.
No, we would know, Catherine.
And the missing person report going last seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know. Anyway. So I picked up my kid from school yesterday.
Yay.
Oh, shut up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Tiffany. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi. I can't believe I get to talk to you.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and say that I have been a longtime listener, like over 10 years ago when I used to go to college.
Wow.
My husband would, he used to drop me off at Islington Subway, and we would sit out there every Friday until I finally get to hear you guys say, that is Friday. And it won't even stop until you finally end that last pitch. And anyway, so just want to say, long-time listener, never listened to any other radio station, and that I love you guys.
Aw, Tiffany, that means so much. Thank you for your support over the years. Two things. Number one, did you hear that we have a 6-part docuseries coming out on Wednesday at midnight?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have.
It's called The History of Roz and Mocha. We know the super fans are going to love this. New fans are going to love this. You're really going to get insight into who Roz and I are and how this whole thing came together.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting, especially when I hear that little clip about saying that it almost never happened before it started. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, there's some dirt in there. There's a lot of dirt in there.
Number two, Tiffany, do you, much like my kid Cruz, because he doesn't get out of the car until it's Friday. Actually, no, he's in the car before I start screaming out it's Friday because he wants to see if he could match his it's Friday with my it's Friday. Yeah. Tiffany, do you, when you're sitting there waiting to get out of the car, do you scream out it's Friday as well?
I think I did back then, because now I'm not, you know, in the car going to college, so I'm usually now on the GO train, and I'm not going to be screaming that out. But I think back then in the car, yes, I probably have, and now I have two young daughters, and I'm listening to you guys religiously, so they also hear you and know and understand, but no, to some extent, it's one is six and one is three. But they haven't sang it yet, but maybe I would ask them to shut up.
Would you, like, it's not time for the mix just yet. We're going to do that at 8 a.m. Would you like to take this opportunity right now to yell out, "It's Friday" with me if I give us a countdown?
Oh, man, I'm in the office right now.
Ah, girl.
I'm literally hiding in a cubicle, like in a quiet room. I don't know if I can do it quietly.
Okay, what if I yell "It's Friday," but you, like, quietly yell "It's Friday"?
Oh, quietly yell.
That's or what if we both quiet? It might sound better if we both quietly yell, "It's Friday."
Oh, gosh. Okay, sure. Okay. I can try.
Okay, ready?
Okay,
In 3, 2, 1. It's Friday. Take
another breath, girl.
Okay, you won.
I always do. Tiffany, love you lots. Thanks for your support. Can't wait for you to hear the history of Roz and Mocha. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, God. I know you ask this all the time, and I was not prepared for this. I would say Mocha because it's Friday, and that is a memory that I can never get over, and I'm so happy that you guys still do it to this day. It
makes my heart. So Monday to Thursday, it's me then, right?
No, she didn't say that.
No comment.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you got to get back to work. Thanks, Tiffany. Love you.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to play this clip from CinemaCon. So CinemaCon is this big thing that's happening in Vegas right now. And all the studios sort of bring out all their big new titles and they play them for the theater owners. Okay. Right. And I'm going to play this clip from Kevin Frazier of ET talking to Sean Levy, who is the director of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, sick.
Because remember during the NFL season, there was that shot of Taylor in the box, right? And Ryan Reynolds was there because they're friends, everything else. And Sean Levy was there. And that's when all the rumors started that Taylor is going to be Dazzler in Deadpool and Wolverine. Damn, so you tell me what your thoughts are after you listen to Kevin Frazier grill Sean Levy. Okay, here we go.
Okay, what can you tell us about the movie? Is Taylor Swift Dazzler?
I can't even believe that you would dare ask me a question that you know I can't answer. You know I can't.
No, you can answer that. You can tell.
All of America knows I can't answer that. But I will say, as I said earlier here at CinemaCon, the proliferation of rumors about who is and isn't in this movie, it's fabulous because no one will ever know the truth until July 26th.
So Taylor Swift is Dazzler.
That is hardly confirmed nor denied in this interview.
So Taylor Swift isn't Dazzler.
I'm going to literally walk out of the frame and save myself. Otherwise, Ryan's taking a hit on me.
Okay, so...
So Taylor Swift is in...
Taylor Swift is in the movie, right?
In Deadpool 3. Taylor Swift is Dazzler.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what Dazzler looks like. Do you know Dazzler?
No.
I don't know that character at all.
But, like, if she wasn't in the movie, he just would have flat out said, nah, she ain't in the movie, but someone else is playing Dazzler.
Or he's using it as a marketing tactic.
I just don't think that you ride Taylor's fame like that. I think that if Taylor Swift, I don't think that as big of a brand and moneymaker and icon as she is, I think that if Taylor Swift is not in your movie, I think you come out and say she's not in your movie.
Yeah.
I don't think you, the Taylor fans, you're going to mess with Taylor fans teasing Taylor fans?
You know what I bet is going to happen? Taylor Swift is in Deadpool 3.
Yes.
But I don't think Taylor Swift makes an appearance in Deadpool 3 until, like, the end credit scene.
Oh, maybe.
She shows up. Maybe she doesn't have a speaking part. Maybe she's dressed like Dazzler. But she just appears in the movie in that one part. And then that's it.
The problem with that, though, is normally when people show up in the after credit scenes, it means that they're going to have a bigger part in another movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the smart thing to do would be is to have Taylor Swift as Dazzler and kill her immediately.
Oh, damn. How are you going to do that?
Which, because that's Deadpool, right? We're talking, this is like the first Marvel R-rated movie. And I think that if you're going to do Taylor Swift, and I think if it was Ryan Reynolds, I think that Ryan Reynolds would probably be the only person to convince Taylor Swift to show up, put on a costume, and get killed immediately.
Because isn't Taylor Swift and Blake Lively, I think, are super close as well, right?
Yeah, they're super tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let me look even these pictures, like from the comics of Dazzler.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's Taylor Swift.
Right.
That is legit Taylor Swift right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a resemblance, but I wouldn't say it's like.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's going to be in that movie. Come on.
She has to be.
Yeah.
She has to be. And if that, because you can't be the director of this movie and say what he just said, play coy like that, and then know the wrath that is coming your way
if she's not in it.
If you teased fans. Yeah. Like, it's just not cool. Like, your life is over at that point.
Yeah.
Like, over. You can't come back from that.
You'll never direct another movie again.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah. What's the date, the release date again?
This year. This year. I'm trying to find out when the date is. Is it summer? I don't even know if
July
it's summer.
July something. You said it
I didn't say it.
July 26th.
July 26th. Yeah, Thank you.
See, you said it.
I don't know dates.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Sydney, hello. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Thank you for having me.
Sydney, where and when does your Hell of a Story take place?
So it takes place here in Stockton, California with my kitty.
Your cat?
It just happened recently.
Okay. So what's your cat's name?
Her name is Abby. She's a 3-year-old calico.
Okay. And so what's going on with Abby?
So Abby, I've had her since she was a little kitten. She was itty bitty and she was found on the side of the road with no mommy. Oh. So she came to me and I nursed her back to health and she became really bonded with me. She's like my little shadow. She absolutely adores me. And I end up keeping her, even though I wasn't going to. But I kept her because she also really loves my dog. And they became, like, best friends. Aww. And her and my dog, they're, like, inseparable. They sleep in the same beds together. They follow each other around the house. She thinks she is a dog as well. Unfortunately, my doggy got sick. So he's currently separated from her.
Aww.
And in the meantime, like while he's trying to recover and he's on crate rest, she has been really sad and trying to like get to him and stuff, but she hasn't been able to just so that way he doesn't get like overly excited. And so recently, though, when I've come home and I've like go and give her extra attention, she randomly started limping. And so I thought, oh no, she's also in pain.
When she started limping, was it like a front paw, back leg? Like what was it?
It was her front paw. She was holding it up and she was just like kind of hopping around the house.
Yeah.
And so it's the first time I've ever seen her do that.
And Sydney, do you have any other pets in the home?
I do. I kind of have a little bit of a zoo because I work for an animal rescue.
So you're very much used to noticing when an animal is hurt.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay,
exactly. I have a lot of experience.
So what do you do at this point with the kitty?
I try and calm myself down a little bit because I was kind of panicking, you know, even though I work with rescue animals every day, like when, even though I see all this like issues all the time, it's different when it's your own pet.
Mm-hmm.
We booked her an appointment, brought her in, and I took videos and everything to show my coworkers of her limping because I knew she may not move at all at the vet.
You know,
cats are a little weird at the vet. And even though like it's my job and I'm right there, she still was like, no, I don't want to be here. So we did end up having to fully sedate her in order to get anything done. So took x-rays, didn't see anything there on the x-rays. So we even sent extra x-rays over to a specialist to see if they can figure it out. They didn't see anything either. Like there's nothing that we missed. So we're like, maybe it's not broken or a sprain. Maybe it's actually like a side effect to something else that's going on with her. So we started doing blood tests and urinalysis, and we did an MRI in case it was like a pinched nerve. We ran all these tests. I spent so much money. It was back-to-back vet visits trying to figure out what was wrong. And
so what was wrong?
We could not figure it out at all. So, you know, we went to a specialist and they said there was nothing wrong with her either. That in fact, it must be something that was more of a behavior. So we started thinking about, well, what has changed in the household since she started limping? And the only thing that has changed was that, you know, my dog was separated from her as he's on crate rest. And I kind of started thinking like, well, you know, she started doing this exactly at the same time as like him. What are the odds? And so we came to the conclusion that she's actually faking the injury.
Oh my
and
God.
As we started noticing, like, maybe she is faking, start reviewing cameras and stuff, she would only limp when I got home. And so I started giving her extra treats and stuff, and then she started kind of stop the limping. She now only does it here and there when she's not getting the extra attention that she wants.
No.
Yeah, she was faking it the whole time.
No. Your cat is amazing. So smart.
Yeah, cats are very smart.
So now she doesn't limp, but if she gets to a point of where she's like feeling like she might need a treat, she starts the limping again?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. I feel sorry for me. Look at me. I'm in so much pain.
Oh, my God. You had a cat that faked a leg injury for attention?
Yeah, she is definitely a character.
God.
And how is she now? And how's the limp?
Yeah, she's really smart. So she watches everything that's kind of going on in the house. And so when she notices like, oh, well, my dog does that and he gets all this extra attention, all these extra treats. What is happening? Why does he get all this stuff? Let me just copy him.
Oh, so it's not just a limp. It's like whatever else is going on.
Yeah. So she's very smart. So she's learned how to do a lot of different things. So she definitely always keeps me on my toes.
What a drama queen. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. One time she was panting like a dog and I couldn't figure it out either. That something was wrong with her or that she was so stressed out, but no. She was totally fine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow,
oh my
incredible. God.
Sydney, your drama queen cat.
That was one hell of a story, Sydney. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God.
Have a great day. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yes.
What up, everybody?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Watched the Masters yesterday.
How was it?
With my kid.
Oh, yeah.
My kid's super into golf now because we... Because
you game.
Because we play AE Golf.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's great. EA, sorry.
EA. It's in the game.
God, how much money did that guy make? Yo. He's been saying EA Sports were in the game for, what, 25 years?
Yeah, and for everything. Longer. Hockey, football, golf, soccer.
How much does that guy make you think? How much
I think
has he
UFC
made off that?
As well.
Just saying EA Sports is in the game. Just saying that.
Look that up, Sham. I bet it's like, okay, hold on. If I had to guess.
I don't know. Like, I don't even know if you could accurately, like, maybe they.
Would the contract be for X amount of games?
Okay, here's.
Over the course of how many years?
No.
Because they release these games, they do an update every single year.
Here's what I fear. That they paid that guy $900 once.
His name's Andrew Anthony.
Because back in the day, right? Like, that's the kind of thing that would happen all the time. You pay the guy one time. What was EA Sports back in the day when his agent said, hey, we want you to give you this video game thing?
Yeah.
Like, what was...
Could you just say this one line? It's for, like, NHL 94.
He made zero money.
He made zero money?
By his own admission, Anthony did not make any money from EA Sports.
There you go.
No, but that was back then, but what does he make now?
No, zero.
Zero.
There's no way.
Zero.
I've seen videos of him, like, recently, like, fanboys would meet up with him and be like, yo, say the line.
Yeah, because he has to go to conventions now to make money.
And then he says, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's how he makes money.
No.
A thread on Reddit says that he makes $2 to $3 million per year from EA and another $1 to $2 million from Geico back in 2015.
Oh, because he's like the voice of Geico.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
15 minutes saves you 15.
Percent.
Percent. Yeah. It's in the game.
Now I need to know. So it's either zero or millions.
Yeah.
I'm going to say millions. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
humor is completely subjective, and like what you find funny may not be what somebody else finds funny. And there's a comic in the UK named Adam Kay who posted what he felt were the 10 funniest internet posts of all time. So like all the famous sort of, you know, like even going back and back in time, like, you know, who bit the who's finger? Remember that one?
Oh, Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah, like we're talking all-time posts, right? Yeah.
What David Goes to the Dentist?
David Goes to the Dentist, all that stuff. So I don't know what's on his list, but I know what number one was. And it's really dividing people because this just goes to show you how humor is perceived differently by different people. And what you find funny may not be what I find funny, because at number one on his list for the funniest posts of all time on the internet was a guy rapping about how his his aunt died during Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know if you ever heard this. Did you ever hear this post?
I don't think so.
Okay, listen.
My aunt invited everyone for Thanksgiving dinner. We said, okay, aunt. My aunt makes the bold creative decision on Thanksgiving morning with all of our family there to do this thing called dying. And we had a body, called a nurse in. The nurse said, yep, she's dead. She gave us a number to call. We called. They said, we'll come in a bit, but we can't be quick. So we tried to figure out, should we celebrate the holiday and eat a big dinner? Well, we brought the food. So the answer was yes. We made some pies. And all the while, my aunt was in the bedroom experiencing rigor mortis.
Okay. That is... all time, though?
Is that to MC Hammer's Can't Touch This?
Yeah.
Is
that a lyric? That was, remember when Nicki Minaj did, it was a song from Nicki Minaj, and then it went viral because everyone was doing their own version of that type of rapping. Oh, God.
It's Super Freaky Girl, you mean?
Yeah.
Of all time!
I mean...
Which comedian posted this?
Of all time, Adam Kay. Of all time!
No. Like, I would put even, like, something like Chocolate Rain over that.
Funnier?
Than death?
No, Chocolate Rain's not funnier than this.
Than dead aunt at the Thanksgiving table?
No, rapping about dead aunt at the Thanksgiving table. We're all having pie while she's in the bedroom experiencing rigor mortis.
What about Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife?
No, that was about a prowler who was assaulting women. If you find that funny, you got a problem.
What about... We eat ribs with this dude.
How about
same story?
Yeah. Oh, small girls up in that house. Yeah, that's kidnapping. Never mind. Yeah, guess what? This funny.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
So Laura is here for Fix My Life. What's going on?
My dad and I have always had a rocky relationship.
Oof, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My dad has always been closer with my brother than me since we were kids. My parents divorced when I was young, and it wasn't on a good note. There's a lot that has happened between us and between him and our family, but most recently, he has cut all communication with me due to nothing. My wedding is in a year, and I really don't know what to do. Do I forgive and forget again, or do I try one more time? Do I just let things be? What do I do? Do you want him at your... So this all comes down to whether you want to sort of try and reconcile with him so he can be a part of the wedding? That's what I'm guessing?
Yeah, and I mean my life in general, but I think part of me is probably using my wedding as an excuse.
Totally, yep.
And an answer, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So when he cut off all communication recently with you, what was that due to?
Honestly, I got an answer from his ex-girlfriend, and she had mentioned just in conversation with me that he said at Christmas time when we all got together that everyone was asking him for money, and that's all we want him for, and blah, 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 blah.
Was he right?
No, absolutely not. I personally have made it a mission to never ask my dad for anything because he's someone that'll never let you live it down.
Right.
And it was kind of a rocky situation before we even got to Christmas anyways. He wasn't good terms with my brother, this and that. And we said, you know what, listen, we're getting together for Christmas. We'd love to have you, you know, take it or leave it. And he ended up coming, but my dad is also an alcoholic. So
that's tough.
Together, right?
I would say whatever you want to do, do it with the wedding on the back burner. Meaning, if you want to rekindle and rebuild a relationship with your dad, don't do it because of the wedding. Don't even think that this is so he can be a part of the wedding. Because if you really wanted to, if there was no wedding, what would you be doing right now?
Yeah, I guess that's right. I mean,
what you're doing is you're setting yourself up potentially to try and make somebody feel a part of something who has done nothing but make you feel excluded.
Yeah, right? You're right.
And so don't worry about the wedding, because if it all goes to hell anyway, it's you to blame. Right? You can't blame your dad. Yeah. You already have a non-existent relationship. So if he does show up at your wedding, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't invite somebody who you don't get along with, who's an alcoholic, to your wedding. And if it becomes a drunken mess, you know, blame him. Yeah.
You don't need that stress on your wedding day.
Well, that's kind of how I feel. Like if I'm being brutally honest with myself, I mean, I have a feeling that things would go a lot smoother without having him there.
Then that's what you do.
I think you just gave yourself the answer.
I don't know if I'll live with regret, right? Because he's still my dad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, he's got, if he wants to be your dad, he has to start acting like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, his relationship with you seems that every time he walks in the room, you guys are asking him for money. Whether that's right or wrong, that's what he's holding on to. So he, whatever situation he walks into is already going to be filled with resentment.
Yeah.
Right. And you call him, guaranteed. If you call him and mention wedding, he is immediately going to think that the only reason why you picked up the phone is because you want him to help pay for it.
Yeah. And he's made comment about that before.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Maybe the invite for the wedding is not the way to go. I think it'll relieve stress on you and probably like everybody else that's worried about the exact same thing.
Well, that's it, right? My mom's like, well, who are you going to sit in with at the table? And I'm like, well, no, hopefully you. She's like, well, I don't want to spend your wedding taking care of him.
No.
Right?
Yeah. No.
You don't need that drama.
And it's unfair to your mom, and it's unfair to, you know, you don't need to do this. So if you do want to try and rebuild a relationship, I would say take it slow and leave the wedding out of it.
I guess, I don't know. I guess part of me too is kind of like, you know, if I wanted to reach out, I basically have to Facebook message my own father to say, hey, can we talk? And I just feel like I'm always the one doing it. Never since him and my mom divorced, I've always been, I don't know, I guess maybe because I remind him so much of my mom, which has been said before, that, you know, he'd rather kind of not put full effort in with
me.
And
that's bull.
Right?
Sorry.
And my brother is able to just be like, oh, yeah, it's totally fine, and throw it over his shoulder, even though, to be honest, he does get, you know, the worst end of it a lot of the time that they're arguing and stuff like that. But I just, at this point, I'm like, you know what? It's been years. I'm kind of over it at this point, but at the same time.
Then roll with that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give yourself a break.
Laura, do you need this stress in your life right now?
No.
Okay. Then you're the only one putting it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that him saying that he doesn't want to talk to you because you remind him of your mother is such a bogus line. There's zero truth to that. He doesn't want to see you because he doesn't want to see you.
Right.
And that sucks to hear.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Laura. I'm sorry you're going through this.
It's a terrible thing to hear. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to hear. But this happens with people. And your dad has built up some sort of story in his head that is filled with resentment towards the people he walked out on. And that is not a problem for you to fix.
You're so right. I guess I kind of just needed someone to either, you know, shoot me straight and kind of tell me what I've been thinking all along, or, you know, maybe direct me in the other way. But I know, I mean, we just went to 5 weddings this summer, and every time it was the father-daughter dance, you just kind of have to sit there and go, you know, I'm not going to have that, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to just be able to accept it and be able to move on and keep strong with your choice. Or, you know, there's a little part of you that sits at the back of your head and you're like, you know, even if it has nothing to do with the wedding, like, it's your dad. Right?
That dance, by the way, okay, is, yes, it's a father-daughter dance, but it's more than that. It's a moment where you take time to celebrate each other and you wrap your arms around somebody who you know will be there for you always, will always have your back no matter what. And at the end of it all, when everything goes to hell, it will probably be the last one standing for you. And that is not your dad.
It's not. No.
That dance is for that person. You're going to be okay. It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, love.
We always got time for you, okay?
Thanks. I love you guys.
Love you right back.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
A big article in Variety talking about how the Kelce brothers are Hollywood's hottest free agents right now. So Travis is currently taping a version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon Prime Video called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a fifth grader thing, but it's Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? So I guess they're going to bring in celebs and then have jabronis just compete against famous people. During Super Bowl weekend, Jason Kelce was courted by every broadcaster who runs NFL to join their broadcast team. So CBS, NBC, and ESPN. Then he showed up at WrestleMania with Rey Mysterio. Hosted Saturday Night Live. And when Travis was there, he told the Hollywood Reporter that he was interested in pursuing scripted roles as well. So he went and got an acting agent. They're also currently shopping a new deal for their podcasts. Taylor's doing her part to promote it, wearing the New Heights baseball cap at Coachella.
I love that podcast, by the way.
You do. I know you do.
Their fan base. Yeah. You know, they did a live show. I think it was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Inside of like an arena. And you should have seen the amount of people that showed up.
Really, yeah.
It was incredible.
So as far as podcast money goes, like Joe Rogan is really the top. His new deal was $250 million with Spotify. The most recent was the Smart Less deal with Amazon for $100 million. So,
is that what, like Jason Bateman and them?
Yeah, so they're saying that an eight-figure deal for the Kelce brothers for New Heights is not out of the question in any way. So they're
good
looking at that. And
get the bag.
Recently on the New Heights podcast, Jason Kelce admitted to not wearing underpants.
All right, now it's time to talk about our next sponsor, Tommy John. Yeah, this is a bold statement, Jason. I'm going to say it. Tommy John Underwear is claiming they have the most comfortable underwear out there. And I think you should be the deciding factor on that statement.
As I've said on this show, I do not wear underwear, and I don't wear underwear based on comfort. The reason I don't wear underwear is because I find it unnecessary and problematic to the freedom that my boys like to enjoy. If that's going to change, I don't think that's going to change. So I'm curious to see what your Tommy
what
John
do you, when
is
do
offering.
You wear underwear? What situation do you actually wear underwear?
Every time I'm working out, like if I'm doing something physical, I'll wear like my thighs chafe. So I do have to wear.
So like, chafe. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't
I
like,
do have to wear, what are they called?
Like so when you're working out, it's like a compression short.
Compression shorts,
like a
yes,
like
I do
a very
wear compression shorts,
like a heavy polyester.
When I'm running or doing physical activity,
it reduces
if
the
I'm
friction.
I'm
going to
do a lot of walking.
You're in luck because Tommy John does have a compression, like sportsy athletic wear type of
nice.
Material.
Well, I'll try that out.
There you go.
He's so funny. I love that guy. I love that guy so much.
Yeah, it's like I wear underwear. I never wear underwear right after the gym. Right?
Say that again.
When I finish the gym is when I don't wear underpants because I never bring underpants with me to the gym.
Whoa! So you work out.
I work out in my underpants. Yeah. Then when I change, take a shower, and get dressed again, I don't put underpants back on. God.
And then for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'll go the rest of the day.
Oh my god! But in jeans.
Yeah.
Isn't that like?
No, I can't do that.
No.
No.
You're a different kind of guy, bro.
Really? Yeah. Huh?
That's like.
No underwear in jeans.
In jeans, man.
Yeah.
Like I understand if it's track pants or something like that, right?
Yeah. No,
but not
jeans.
But not in dem jeans.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Aren't like, you afraid?
Yeah,
afraid
like
of what,
like, bro? Like this rubbing and stuff. Is
no,
just,
no. It's everything. It's like it's actually kind of nice. It's a good like things just go where they want to go.
No.
Right.
But even when you go to the like, do you remember that one time I told you guys? That one time,
yeah,
I zipped on myself.
But if you're gonna zip.
Oh, but you always sit on the toilet anyway.
Yeah, but I still zip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't have to not zip.
But don't you worry about that? Like, I worry about that now all the time. It's the worst feeling.
No, I don't actually worry about that at all. Yeah, no underpants is glorious. Mm. It's freeing. Feels so great.
Yeah, in shorts, but like jeans.
Even in shorts, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, jeans, everything.
I think that could hurt.
Yeah, no, I feel no pain. Mm. Yeah, I'm a Viking, all right? You know me.
Or small.
Wow.
Damn.
Dang.
I'm right there. Oh, a little bit broken.
Oh. Wow.
A little bit smaller?
I don't even know.
Wow.
Okay. Says the guy who's 5'3".
Oh.
Oh.
Do you remember when we were talking about the show? We should rename the show. What did we say?
Big and small.
Big and small.
Oh, shut up.
I got a text from somebody that said, you should call the show 5264.
Huh?
And I was like, why? And I wrote them back and they were like, because Mocha's 5'2 and you're 6'4.
Oh. I'm not 5'2, guys.
That's all
the
5264.
Shut up. Anyway, so I can admit that backfired hard.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, question for you. How many times a day would you say that you check your phone? How many times a day would you say that you check your phone?
I don't know, like 50?
50?
Does that seem right?
Shem?
Oh, more than 100 for sure.
100? Maria?
For sure.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Maria's in the thousands.
I'm like constantly checking both phones.
I've never seen Maria without her phone in her hand.
Oh, yeah. Maria has two phones. That's right.
Yeah, I got two.
One of those. David Mori.
I'd say 1,500.
1,500?
There's no way.
They say more than half of the people check their phones 144 times a day, ooh, according to this poll. So 56.9% of the people, jeez, polled check their phones 144 times a day. How many of you check your phone within the first 10 minutes of waking up?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My alarm.
Sorry, within the first what? You say minutes or seconds?
Minutes within the first 10 minutes of waking up.
Oh, within the first 10 seconds of waking up. Oh, as soon as my eyes open and I see my phone, mm-hmm, I grab it, unlock, and then see, yo, what up?
Really, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. 89% of people do the same. How many of you feel uneasy if you leave your phone at home?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Depends on what I'm doing. Like if I'm walking the dog, no.
If you're going out for the day?
Yes.
Okay. 75% of people feel the same way. Check your phones within 5 minutes of receiving a notification.
Depends on who it's from.
I would say yes.
But you still checked your phone to see who the notification was from.
Well, it'll say like a name, but it won't say what it says.
What if you just hear it vibrate?
Oh, I'll look.
So you do.
I thought you meant like open it and read it.
No. Use your phone on the toilet.
Yeah, I've done that. Come on, everybody, just say
yes. Yeah, okay, I've done it.
Everybody, just say yes. You know you do it.
Yeah.
75% of people use their phone on the toilet. Have texted someone in the same room as them.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Sleep with their phone at night, close to their bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Consider themselves addicted to their phones.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
Oh, Maria, you have two phones, girl.
I don't think I'm addicted to it, though.
Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Go to the section where it tells you the amount of time you have on your phone.
On which phone?
Yeah. Okay, your...
My personal?
Your personal.
Screen time?
Yeah, your screen
time.
Where
do you see that?
I don't know how you do that.
Okay. Oh!
Yeah, shout it
out. Do you want to know the daily average?
No. Hold out. Hold on one second. Okay, Mocha, you do yours.
So far?
So just get your number.
Yeah.
More. Do you know how to do this, Maury?
Where do I go?
Tell Maury where to go.
Bring your phone.
No, just tell me.
Do you know how to do this, Shem?
Yep.
Okay. Are we going a week or day on daily average?
Okay.
Go to daily average.
Oh, screen time. Found it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so you got your numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mocha, going to start with you.
Oh, shoot.
So break it down here.
Daily average?
Daily average.
3 hours and 31 minutes.
Okay, Shem?
14 hours and 31 minutes.
Holy!
Okay.
Daily, Shem?
That's what
it says. Okay, damn it, Maury? Yeah.
5 hours and 37 minutes.
Maria?
Totals for daily average?
Yeah.
5 hours and 27 minutes.
I beat Maria.
Total screen time of the week, 27 hours, 16 minutes.
Okay, what's your week, damn! Maury?
Where do you see that?
Mocha, what's your week?
Week.
How am I triple you guys?
I think you're looking at the wrong thing.
You've got to be looking at the wrong
thing. It says daily average. That's the number that you guys looked at,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 14 hours, 31 minutes.
Let me see your phone.
For the week, 9 hours and 20 minutes.
9 hours, 20 minutes for the week for Maury. What was your week, Maria?
That's in all your apps, I think. Yes, he did. No, you're still 12 hours. I don't know what you're doing on your phone. Yeah. Sorry, what?
What was your, what's your number?
For daily?
For, yeah.
5 hours and 27
and for the,
minutes.
For the week?
27 hours and 16 minutes.
Oof. Oh my God.
Oh, then if you scroll down, how many times you pick up your phone daily average for
oh,
me?
Oh, there we go.
Where's that?
How many pickups? This is pickups.
Pickups.
Pickups. Okay. 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 Yeah. Wait. Did you get your pickup? Mocha, how many times in the day do you pick up your phone?
Hold on. Oh my God.
Okay. How many times in the day?
I don't normally look at this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing. Yeah. Oh, good find, Maury. Okay, how many times a day do you pick up your phone, Mocha?
Where do you see that, Maury?
Scroll down on the same thing. Just scroll down. It says pickups.
Pickups.
Oh, last week's average was 165.
Oh, so for the week.
Oh, sorry. No.
No.
Total pickups.
Yes.
1,154.
What? For the week?
Oh, no, I guess that's total.
No, you want to do daily.
Daily.
Last week's average.
Yeah.
No, not last, just daily.
Well, yesterday's average was 221.
There you go.
Not average. Yesterday was 221.
You picked up your phone 221 times. Uh-huh. Damn it, Maury.
653.
Oh, my God. Shem.
117.
Maria.
284.
I win.
Total pickups 923 for the week, I think.
I'm not addicted to the phone, though, guys.
No, not at all, guys. Not at all.
No.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.